W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Shield Maiden by Sharon Emmerichs. Narrated by Victoria Fox.
For every girl and woman who wants to be a Shield Maiden. Precy. The Old English poem Beowulf, produced somewhere between 975 and 1015 CE, recounts the tale of the superhuman hero-turned-king, Beowulf, who fights and kills three monsters. Grendel, who kept eating people in Denmark, Grendel's mother, who wanted revenge for her son's death, and a dragon who destroyed Beowulf's village in the 50th year of his reign in Geatland. Beowulf demonstrates superpowers during his battles, feats of great strength, and the ability to hold his breath underwater for hours, for example. This novel concerns the last battle, with the dragon. The original poem tells us that an unnamed slave, who had been exiled from his master's house, found a secret way into a dragon's lair filled with treasure. He steals a goblet, which wakes the dragon, who rains havoc and fire down upon the land. This is the story of that slave, and the woman who loved, inspired, and believed in him. Part 1. Prologue. Geatland, in the year 987 CE. On the morning of her 13th birthday, Frida of Clan Waegmunding, daughter of Weosdan, and jewel of King Beowulf's eye, wanted only one good kill. She wished for a sturdy arrow shot straight and true, the rending of flesh under her knife, and the tang of hot blood sending curls of steam into the chill air. In the pre-dawn darkness, she wriggled her way into trousers pilfered from the laundry the day before. The icy glimmer of stars peeped through the smoke hole cut into the roof as she pulled on a rough-spun tunic and fastened a leather belt around her childishly slim waist. Good, she thought. No one in the household would stir for another hour at least. She gathered her wild, butter-coloured curls into thick braids and wound them around her head, hoping the pins would hold, and slid a short seax, a sharp, tapered hunting dagger, under her belt. For a moment, she considered fetching Theo from his pallet in the kitchens and asking if he wanted to come with her. As Theo's name hovered in her mind, she felt a small frisson shimmer up her spine. Her breath quickened, the hairs on her arms stood up, and her young body woke in ways she did not entirely understand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?